Hello, it is October 25th, 2016. You're looking live at Cleveland, Ohio, actually Independence, Ohio. This is episode 622 of the Willie's Experience podcast on sports and earth, and I am the aforementioned Will Leach. I thank you for spending part of your day with me. I am here with Allison Futter in person right across the desk from me from a hotel where if you hear some muzak playing over our shoulders, we're in the lobby of a hotel. They're about to head down to Progressive Field for the World Series. Allison, how's it going?
Ah, it's so good. I like this matchup. I know you don't like this matchup. But
I like half of this matchup. I'm a big fan of half of this matchup.
But yes. I mean, I guess, like, ideally, it would have been, like, what, Cubs and Red Sox, like, as far as, you know, from a national standpoint. But this is pretty good, too, because these two historic teams that have been starving for blah, 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 blah. Terry Francona was tired of all the questions yesterday. It was really fun. I mean, he answered all of them.
Yeah, didn't he say something about, like, it's not my fault what my dad did or something like that? Because his dad played.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, it's not my fault my dad didn't win.
Right.
It's like, wait, well, I know, but, yeah. I mean, it's kind of a big deal. It's
I think he's kind of tired of the, and let me just say, like, he's answering all the questions. He's very funny.
Oh, yeah,
he's very like dry and like hilarious. But yeah, like the Theo Tito questions and storylines. It's like we need to move on to something else. So
this is it's fine because of course we're previewing the World Series. We'll be heading down there soon. Hopefully you'll be in this podcast in time to be able to before game one. But one of the things I find funny about this general matchup, and obviously I have my own personal biases, which we will do our best to ignore in this podcast and absolutely fail. And one of those is, in any other context, if Cleveland is playing any other team other than the Cubs, this is a Cleveland series. This is all anybody's talking about.
Right.
Cleveland, it's Major League. It's, you know, it's it's Ricky Vaughn. Charlie Sheen would show up somehow, creepily, but here. And it would be a big, like, Indian. The Indians would be the storyline. But because it's the Cubs, the Indians are like this. They're like the bad guy. This is the only circumstance where the Indians, the sad sack Indians, would somehow be the Cobra Kai. They'd be the ones trying to thwart history.
I don't know. I kind of feel like everyone's just expecting the Cubs to win it, but I don't know that everyone's rooting for the Cubs to win
it. That's music to my ears. I mean, I like to think that it feels like everyone's rooting for the Cubs.
Well,
maybe that's just people yelling at me in my feed.
Yeah, I mean, I think, yes. I don't know how you would possibly be able to get, like, an objective view, right? Because people are just, like, completely throwing it in your face.
Did you see, by the way, that MLB.com literally I put this on Twitter with, I did this chatting, it wasn't even a chatting cage. I was in a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Answering
like tapes.
And they literally put the banner up with three outs left to go before the Cubs won the trip to the World Series. So I don't know who was in charge of the front page that night,
but I
applaud them for full-on trolling in my direction.
That's very funny.
But yes. You're right. I'm going to see it more. So you think there are probably more – obviously we're in Cleveland. There's a lot of Indian fans here.
Right.
But you think nationally speaking – this is not necessarily we are just here to watch the Cubs make history thing.
No, I don't. Well, no, I think that there's a lot of people who are watching for that reason to see if Cubs are going to make history. I don't necessarily think that all of those people are dying for the Cubs to make history. I think that in Chicago and certainly all over the country, they've always had Cubs fans. Right. I mean, they are everywhere. That's not changing. I'm not saying that the Indians have a larger fan base
or a more national
following.
But the general people down the middle.
Yeah, like I'm very curious to see if the Cubs can do this. Like, I mean, obviously I'm a reporter, but, like, either way, I mean, it's going to be an interesting, I hope it's an interesting series.
I mean, either way, it's amazing. You know, I do my yearly, I'll be doing it after this World Series as well, my annual playoff fan base torture rankings. And I do it every, Cubs and Indians are 1-2. Like, something amazing is going to happen this year, and people are going to lose their minds about it. No matter what happens.
Right.
I just feel like it's a shame that if the Indians do this, and they win the World Series. I feel like for a large number of people, the story is going to be, oh, the Cubs didn't make it. The Cubs didn't do it. Whereas in any other context, people would be losing their mind about the Indians having a chance to do this.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. I just don't know that it's people like going, oh my God, I want the Cubs to do this much.
It's
kind of like, are they going to screw this up?
Right.
You know, are they going to pull this off? Are they going to, because everyone talks about the curses and everything that does not actually exist.
Right.
But they're going to talk about it anyway.
Not real things.
And Cleveland is the team that, you know, of the two, I mean, people are paying less attention to. But like Trevor Bauer and that disgusting thing that happened in the ALCS, you know, it was really funny at Media Day yesterday because he's like not having the questions anymore.
I mean,
he seems to be kind of an immature guy. When the whole Paul Hoynes thing happened,
yeah,
and he
yeah.
declared their season over, And then Trevor Bauer came out on Twitter and acted like a child. And I'm like laughing because I'm like, you know, you are ruining it for every baseball player who acts like he doesn't read anything and doesn't care. And they all read everything and they all care. Yesterday he was, everyone's like, because you know, the media day and everything just like, you know, descend upon you booth from booth to booth to booth. And people were like, so how's your fingers? Fine. Any limitations that he said? No. I'm like, you're getting tired of this, aren't you, Trevor? And but somebody said, is there anything you can't do? And he's like, play with drones.
So. which is I think is a fair, reasonable thing.
Yeah.
So when I look at the series, you know, I felt like I picked the Cubs to win in the LDS and not in the NLCS. And for a while after that game three, I was looking good. I was feeling okay about that. But to me, that was the general moment where I stopped kind of doubting the Cubs, is when they fell behind 2-1 and then just stomped on the Dodgers' neck.
Right.
And to me, that was the overarching. The thing that scares me about the Cubs, as someone that does not want the Cubs to win, is not just the starters, not just the rotation advantage, which I think they clearly have. I think Lester Kluber is best a wash for the Indians. After that, I think the Cubs have the advantage pretty much in every game, probably the rest of the series, depending on who wins or how it falls out. But to me, the interesting too is, you know, you look at the weaknesses for the Cubs, and they have little things that they can fix them. Like Jason Hayward's not hitting.
Right.
That's okay. Put Albert Almora out there, or Wilson Contreras can come in and catch, or you know, they've got all these. Or now Kyle Schwarber is apparently around, which is another kind of weird aspect. The idea the guy has not played since April 14th. He took a couple of Arizona Fall League hits, and now he may be starting. By now, I guess everyone will know whether or not he's starting. Like there were. John Morosi reported he may be starting at DH in game one, which strikes me as insane.
He is. No, yeah.
That's
yeah,
insane. Right. That's absolutely insane.
It's crazy.
He would be starting in that game. But I think that's the point with the Cubs, is if that doesn't work out, that's okay. They'll just bring in Contreras to do that, or they'll have Elmore, or they'll have Soler. To me, that's the thing about the Cubs, is I find myself every direction I keep looking at it in every way I want to say, okay, well, here's what's going to be the problem for the Cubs. The only thing I see is maybe the bullpen. Maybe the bullpen's a little bit of an issue, and I think the Indians have a definite advantage in the bullpen. But other than that, and maybe Arrieta is not terrific, and maybe Lackey's not been great. But again, even there, you're looking, okay, well, who's the Indians' fourth starter right now? I don't even know who that person is.
Right.
Bauer is their third starter, and we don't know what's going on with him. And so it's hard for me to talk myself in. So, I mean, it's a short series, anything can happen. But it's hard for me to talk myself into the Indians winning this series.
Right. No, I. There's nothing that says that they should win the series. Right. There's nothing that said that they should have won the Red Sox series.
That's true.
Or the Blue Jays series. So
that's
they've
true.
Only lost one game this
I know.
Entire postseason.
I know. I was noting. I did not realize. But by the way, poor Chicago White Sox. Did you see that ESPN
yeah.
thing?
But they it wasn't ESPN. It was like CBS Morning.
Oh, no, I thought it was ESPN.
No,
their logos look like that.
It's great. When non-sports media comes to
Of course.
I don't know if you saw my tweet the other night, but I was watching the local news here, and this reporter was like, you know, doing a live shot from outside the ballpark, and she's like, and the Indians even worked out today, and so that might give them a series.
They were like
no, I'm sorry, not worked out. The Indians practiced today.
They practiced today. It's good. They rehearsed. But to point of the thing I'm talking about is when they mentioned how many championships the city of Chicago's had, obviously because apparently the city of Cleveland had. Of course, they forgot to mention the White Sox championship in 2005.
It's because nobody remembers.
Which is such a shame too, because as an Astros, you know, as person, I remember that one, but that. People like to talk about that White Sox team being a fluke. I don't know why they say that. That team won like 98 games. They lost one postseason game that year.
Yeah.
Like they were awesome.
Oh, they were fine.
From the beginning of the year to the end of the year and dominant. And it's weird. Cleveland has only lost one postseason game. If in a strange world the Indians sweep this series, they will have had one of the best postseasons of all time. But
right.
It still feels like, even though they're the ones that have dominated, these two teams that I thought would not only beat them would be the two most likely teams to go to the World Series.
Absolutely.
They kind of wiped them both out like it was nothing. But now we're like, I fail to see how they have much trouble against
right.
the Cubs.
No, because the Cubs are, I mean, they when you look at them just person by person, I mean, it doesn't stop, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're just so good. And they have four strong starters that they can send out there. And it's not a, like, TBA,
right.
you know, we'll see how he's feeling. Right. We'll make sure that there's nothing wrong with his finger. I mean, it's just here is the traditional way to do things. Here are our four starters. Schwarber, you know, I mean, I kind of understand the logic. So you put him in a DH and you do it in a Lester game where it's going to be close anyway, right?
Right.
So if he doesn't, I mean, if he's not able to like get his timing down, like I don't think it's going to be like a huge factor. It'll be a low scoring game anyway, and you can kind of test it out.
Yeah, and you're not locked at him for seven games.
No.
Like if it turns out, and you never know. Like he's the type of guy that even if his timing is off, you make one mistake and he can hit it 450 feet.
Sure.
So yeah. I think that's the advantage of it.
It's a great, and it's, yeah, I mean, it'll
just
be
another so damn dramatic thing the Cubs have going on.
Well, and the thing is, like, what do you do with him though when you go back to the National League City?
Yeah.
So,
I think he's just a pinch hit bad thing.
Right.
Probably,
so, yeah, so, I mean, it could work out or it may not. I mean, it's dangerous. It's,
yeah,
it's risky to do because they're what's been working for them.
Yeah.
Been working for them, and now this, you know, but whatever. They know like 100,000 times more than I do about.
No,
their
no I disagree. They're the Cubs. They're nothing. They're terrible people.
Yeah, I know. Theo Epstein is just like kind of just, you know, whatever.
Last
take
thing,
him or leave him.
Yeah, what does he know? The last thing before before we make a prediction, one thing I think is funny about this series, it gets lost a little bit. Everyone talks about like if the Cubs win, Theo Epstein has like basically secured his spot in the Hall of Fame at the age of 45, which is just irritating.
He's only 40. He's like 42.
Yeah, it's just very like, come on, man.
43.
And so, but he would have like taken the two most cursed franchises in sports and got them World Series rings. For the sake of discussion, I think it gets lost a little bit about Terry Francona. If you were to pick three teams in 2004, if there were four teams that you're like, here are the four most quote unquote cursed teams in Major League Baseball, they'd be the Red Sox, the Cubs, the White Sox, and the Indians. The Indians are absolutely there. They haven't won a World Series, and I mean, their drought is as long as anybody's. If Terry Francona is the manager for the team that ends the curse for the Red Sox and ends the curse for the Indians, like, it's maybe not as impressive as getting the Cubs there, but if it were a different era where we used to revere managers more than we revere general managers, he would be considered, like, that's a Hall of Fame-worthy resume. Right,
I think Terry Francona is a Hall of Fame manager. I don't think there's any doubt, and I think that the last series pretty much nailed that down.
Yeah.
I mean, that was absolutely brilliant.
This has been the Francona genius series.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, it is like, that's where, like, the manager can make the biggest difference in the world. So, I don't think that there's any doubt that he is eventually going to be in the Hall of Fame. I think, like, I don't know. I mean, I think it's the whole like evaluating managers is a little bit silly on some.
Right.
On
it
some,
is. It's hard.
In
right.
some cases,
I
mean, Joe Torre
made a ton of weird mistakes. Actually,
like, he managed like a Yankees team that could run itself, and then
like put Rivera in the eighth. Way to go, genius!
And then like Bruce Bochy, of course. Like I think he has a huge.
Right.
Part of why the Giants have won three World Series. So,
Bob Brindley won a World Series.
Yeah, right. And like nobody's going to really remember that, right?
Yeah.
So, no, I think Terry Francona is a terrific manager, and I think he's definitely going to go to the Hall of Fame.
All right, so who – let's hear it. Let's get it out there. What is your prediction for the series?
No, so should I be consistent with what I predicted on MLB.com?
Yeah, sure, you're here.
Okay, well,
otherwise, you'll get yelled at and screamed at by all the angry
–
Footer
angry
and Leafs
people.
Listeners.
Right.
Not very
okay, so I picked the Indians in six.
Nice. Excellent.
I did it because – and the reason that I picked them was because they're not supposed to be here anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
I'm just gonna stick with them, even though, like, I really, in my heart – you know, I watch the Cubs more because I just like I cover them more. But there's just no reason for the Indians to have gotten this far. So I think that they could definitely win four more games.
I like it. I'm going to stop pretending. If the Dodgers series did it for me, I'm just going to make my peace with it. I'm going to stop pretending that the Cubs, like I've been saying all year, yeah, sure, the Cubs are the best team in baseball, but the playoffs are weird. Strange things happen all the time. The Giants series. Okay, good. They're going to go down. They're going to be tied going back to Wrigley. Everyone's going to get freaked out. Nope. They come back and win. The Dodgers. Oh, they're down 2-1. Here they go. Nope. They came back and stomped them again. I'm not going to get fooled again. I'm actually as sad I am to say this, and I'm a little worried that, again, it's going to cause the Earth to careen off its axis and go crashing into the sun, but I'm picking the Cubs in five. If you can actually believe that. I think they actually do it at Wrigley, which is wow. We are never get like I'm never. It's but I was in Boston for the 2013 World Series, and I was staying at the Howard Johnson. That's like right next to the stadium.
Oh,
and if you remember, that was the first time they'd won the World Series at Fenway. So they had this massive police presence,
right.
And like everywhere. They cleared out the whole area. They I think that happened in Wrigley Game 6 of the NLCS. They wouldn't let anybody come near the stadium. If you weren't there by like the fourth inning, you were not getting down there. So I'm fully expecting us to be spending everyone to be spending the night on if they win game five or they win it, they clinch the series at Wrigley. We're never getting out of Wrigley.
Yeah,
we're just going to be there
point.
For days.
I kind of want them to, if they're going to win it, I'd rather do it in Ohio. Yeah,
when
we were leaving after they won the pennant. So we left almost 4 hours after the game was over.
Yeah.
So I think we left the ballpark at about 1:45 a.m. And the crowd had largely dispersed, it was so gross.
Yeah.
It was like we were going to get a cab, and all we do is come out and we go to Murphy's Bleachers, and then, you know, the cabs are there. And I was like, oh my God, this is so gross. They're gonna. It's gonna take them forever to clean this up, and I can't imagine if they won the World Series here. I mean, but even if they win the World Series in Cleveland, like people are gonna be out there.
Oh yeah, and it's it'll be like Boston when they won the 04 in St. Louis. It'll be a nutshell.
But I will not have to care because I'll be in Cleveland.
Exactly,
the streets will be clean.
Exactly.
It's all about me, Will.
Of course, no arguments here. All right, Allison, as always, it is an honor and a pleasure to be able to do this with you in person.
This is fun.
We'll see you. Maybe we'll get a chance to reconvene in Chicago if something crazy happens to chat again.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. This is the Footer and Leech edition of the Willich Experience podcast. Music is by the Sundogs. Please rate and review us on iTunes. We'll be back. Either Alice and I will be back, or someone else will be back next week. Enjoy. I'll still be here, but hopefully Allison will be here. Otherwise, enjoy the World Series. Be safe, all. Go Indians.